Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. A very good Friday evening to you and yours. Thanks again to Frank Motek. Always a very informative and interesting hour. I sit in the other back studio, prepare for my show, and listen to Frank's program. He is a blessing, and I hope and pray that an offer I extended to him off air, he accepts. Oh, that sounds so mysterious. Nothing mysterious about it. You'll hear more in the coming weeks, no doubt about it. On the program tonight, a lot of information. Also, your phone calls are always welcomed at 800-222-KABC. If you heard Sharon Reardon's news, there is a big brouhaha going on right now between Texas Governor Abbott, Florida Governor DeSantis, and the White House about the relocation of illegal immigrants. I saw something on Instagram right before I went on the air. It said, pray for Martha's Vineyard. If you don't know what's going on, it's hysterical. DeSantis shipped a bunch of illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, of all places. So they're going back and forth, and evidently Gavin Newsom has asked that the DOJ investigate, and it's so ridiculous. It just flies in the face of, obviously, politics, but anybody that has a modicum of intelligence can see there's a little bit of a double standard being pushed forth by the White House. So if you like that as a topic of discussion, we may come back later in the broadcast and get into that. Speaking of our administration right now, they've added another $4.8 trillion to the deficit. Even though President Biden keeps talking about he's lowering the deficit and saying a lot of other things, $4.8 trillion more to the deficit. I wonder what my son's children's children, what it's going to be like then, right? What it's going to be like in a year, let alone then, generations to come. Our country is in trouble. What is the true human and environmental cost of electric vehicles? I know some of us driving into work, myself, I come in from quite a ways away and I drive in on the 405 Friday nights. It's always a lot of fun, right? But I see some electric vehicles, not a lot, but when you see one, it kind of stands out. And I know there are some of you maybe listening right now. Your good intention, you want to get an electric vehicle, try to conserve maybe some gas and a few bucks. But we don't really hear about the environmental costs, let alone the human costs of electric vehicles. You will tonight on this program if you stick around. Masks are making a comeback. I say no. We'll maybe get into that story. There's a doctor that says complications and adverse reactions from the quote-unquote vaccines were anticipated, even though we got a different story. Like, they knew there were going to be some problems. In some cases, big problems. But they covered it up. We may get into that. Newly released report shows how lucrative the abortion industry is and how Planned Parenthood is cashing in. And what the United Nations said the future will look like if we don't make changes, from a memorandum June 29th, 1989, 33 years ago. That and much more, 800-222-KABC. So if that sounds like really heavy stuff, it kind of is. Let me begin officially with a few moments of a diatribe of something that is happening next Saturday morning, a week from tomorrow. I have a men's ministry. We began a handful of years ago. I saw a crisis in our country of manhood. And I thought, you know, I need to step forward and do my small part. And so we began KMG Ministries a handful of years ago. We call men to step up and find their plan and purpose as it applies to God's plan and purpose in their life. Now, we do talk about Jesus. Oh no, wig out, freak out. But all men from all walks of life, I pray you get involved in our ministry. Come to the event next Saturday morning. It's happening in Ventura County at a wonderful church called Godspeak. Now, I know for some of you, you hear the word church and it's like, oh, religion, no thanks. Oh, I have abuse from the past. Look, I don't want to sound like an idiot, but get over yourself. It's a building, okay? We're not going to have you walk in the door and spray you with holy water and make you get on your knees and repent. You should see some of the emails I've gotten on the program when I mention my ministry. In fact, maybe I'll read a few tonight. There are some I can't read on the air. They're just amazing how people are overreactive and they hear things that aren't said. But the ministry is something that I take to heart. I don't take a salary. This is a labor truly of what I see as a crisis, that men need to step up and rediscover who they are as men. Now, I don't care where you stand in the spectrum about this issue. Maybe you can call tonight and share some ideas, but for me, I've yet to talk to anyone, whatever their affiliation, their ideology, their political persuasion. When we talk about manhood, invariably it comes up, yes, I would like to see men really step up and be leaders and protectors. Little grumbling here and there, you know, say no to toxic masculinity. But next Saturday morning, what we do is we bring hundreds of guys together. We have some amazing speakers. Those of you that are a little concerned about the Christian affiliation, rarely do we have pastors speak. We have just dudes that have been jacked up in life and have turned things around. I have a good friend coming. He's spoken at some KMGs in the past. It's been years. He's a former Navy SEAL. His name is Remy Adelecki. He'll be there talking about his story. We're going to have comedy from Craig Shoemaker, who's not a Christian. And you're going to hear things that are going to challenge you. I think men need to be challenged, called out, as it were. Now, you're not going to be called on. We're not going to make you stand up. We're not going to embarrass you. If you just want to come and sit like a fly on the wall and not do anything, you're welcome to do that as well. We're going to feed you Chick-fil-A. It's going to be a great morning. We've got limited seating. We are just now starting to heavily promote it a week and a day out, and things are starting to happen. It's a small room. If you're at all interested, if you have a group, we have special group rates. Just go to franksontag.com. But I want to say one last thing about this. I was talking to my best friend last night on the phone from Dallas. He's a man that's been in the trenches for years, and we kind of lamented. This is like midnight. We were lamenting on the phone about, do people really understand what a crisis we have right now in our country? Just look at the fatherless issue. I picked my son up from school today. We went to a local place of which I'm not going to promote. You know, I'm not giving free plugs on the air. But four young kids walked in front of us. They looked like high school. A couple of them had tattoos on the neck. They just looked like they were, you know, struggling. And I told my son, I said, son, I will bet you that at least two of those four boys have no fathers at home. It starts at home, and we have a serious crisis going on right now. I can't tell you how many men that we've met that have walked away from families and marriages for various reasons, drug addiction, self-doubt, self-condemnation. And we come alongside and say, no. You can take ground back. You may not get your marriage back, but you surely can reconcile. Reach out. Be a man. I heard somebody a couple of years ago say, Gavin Newsom. Oh, my gosh. Gavin Newsom said the three most dangerous words that have ever been created are be a man. Gavin Newsom. Yeah, he would know. But we've seen men take ground back, and this is a community endeavor. It's time to call men forward. I pray there are some of you right now, and if you're a woman listening, you've got a husband, a brother, a father, go online, get him a ticket. Say, I'll treat you extra special, whatever it is. We've got room. I think we released the last 100 tickets at franksontag.com. Again, it's not a push. This isn't like somehow a commercial. We do not make money at these events. If we're lucky, we'll break even. But to me, this is a battle for the hearts and souls of men. And I don't know about you, a lot of us have our daddy wounds. Daddy wasn't there for us, so we walk around in life hurting. But sometimes we play the victim and we blame others. That doesn't cut it for me. I did that for years. No win situation. Dead end. Time to take responsibility and step up. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, go to our website, franksontag.com. If you have questions, you can email me through the website. You can actually email me now. Frank at KMG Ministries comes directly to me here. That's the best email address. That's the same email address where I have a couple of real hero emails I may or may not read on the air. So I hope and pray we're like 8 days out. You would consider attending a KMG event. I have a message from a guy I haven't talked to in 8 years about what happened to him 8 years ago at a KMG event. His life has changed forever. How about you? When we continue, phone lines are open. We've got people on hold, 800-222-KABC. And when we come back, I may read something from 2010 that I wrote after I had a radical change in my life. We'll also talk about some of the other topics I made mention up at the top of the hour. And I hope and pray you continue to listen. With more of this, the Frank Sontag Show next, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the broadcast. If you miss any portion of tonight's broadcast or any in the past, you can go to franksontag.com for all the podcasts. We put them up right after the show. Hey, I'm about to do something I didn't plan on doing, but, you know, I had a life-changing experience 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and I live for each and every day to its fullest, and I'm grateful for each day. I don't want to have regrets in my life, so I want to share some information with you. You can do with it as you wish. And it's going to be very unorthodox. And I think it's okay to say. In fact, I know it's okay to say. I may get a little feedback after the show, but let me share this with you. We have done this program now close to 3 months. I think tonight is our 11th or 12th show. I took a break, a hiatus from radio for about a year. If you don't know, I used to do an afternoon program, full-time, every afternoon from 2 to 5 in Southern California. And it came undeniably clear to me that it was time to step away from that particular venue. I didn't know if I would ever pick up a microphone again. The wonderful people here at KABC reached out to me, and over the last year, we've had conversations. So without getting too deep into that, obviously, a few months ago, I decided, okay, I'll come back on Friday nights from 7 to 9. Now, I have two main sponsors, Home Comfort USA and IRS Problem Solvers. They actually contribute, I say on the air, they make the program possible. We are in a situation right now where I'm just going to be blunt. I honestly don't know if this program is going to continue because part of the struggle is my sponsors are becoming concerned. They're not getting a large response from you. Now, again, I'm not here to guilt trip you. I'm just here to be honest with you. When I think of Phil Liberatore and IRS Problem Solvers, by the way, any of my sponsors, these are friends. It's not like somehow I signed on the dotted line to put my voice behind some commercial or some advertising or some infomercial where I'm just interested in putting a few bucks in my pocket. That's not the case. These are friends. These are people that are really good at what they do. So when I agreed to come back on the air and Ken Starr from Home Comfort USA and Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solvers agreed to sponsor the broadcast, I said, okay, we'll see what we have. Now, 3 months in, there's been some concerns, understandably so. So all that to say this, as we move forward over the next few weeks, when I make mention of any of my advertisers, I pray that you will consider maybe reaching out through the website or calling them and seeing what they have to offer if you can be, well, they can benefit you. I would hate to, and in radio, you're here one day and you're gone the next. I would hate to sign off on a Friday night and then I'm not on and you're wondering what happened to me. So these are some things going on right now. This is something that's on my mind. I believe you are all very intelligent. You love this type of medium. Maybe some of you have followed me for the 36 years I've been in radio. Maybe some of you have never heard me before. I don't know. But I just want to put that on the table to just let you know that I'm not here cashing mega dollars and it's just cruise sailing. Radio is a powerful medium. And yet to run a station like this station, Talk Radio 790 KBC, takes a lot of energy, human power. I almost said manpower. See, the culture's impacting me. Manpower and woman power. And dollars, advertising dollars, etc. So I ultimately trust the Lord in everything. If I am meant to continue on this program, my prayer was 3 months in, 6 months in, we would maybe start syndicating and the program would grow. Now, I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of emails. Probably 30% are kind of nasty emails, which in my experience of being in this business for 36 years, I'm okay with nasty emails. Obviously, there are people that listen that may not like me, but they still listen. I'm not here to just preach to the choir. I'm here to have engaging dialogues and discussion of disagreement where we can respectfully lean into things and maybe come to a better understanding of where each of us, the positions we stand. I'm so tired of the pablum and the candy coated, especially in men's ministry, where guys are just patted on the behind and everything's going to be okay. Just keep doing what you're doing. No, if you're messing up, you need to be called out. And so I value this time. I think this is an important broadcast. Again, I'm not just here to cash a buck and move on. The 2 hours I come in, I drive a long distance. This is sacred to me. Being behind a microphone, being able to talk to you about issues of the heart and issues of life where we can maybe help each other. I don't know how else to say it. And maybe you find this program unique and you like it. Send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com. If you're not sure, you don't like it, send me an email as well. But my prayer is that we can continue to move forth. We will see. One last thought before we break, and we have some open lines, 800-222-KABC. So if you don't know my history, I was a New Age teacher for 21 years in Southern California. I did a late night program. I did seminars and workshops. I packed in big auditoriums telling people how special they were and how important you are and your dreams and your wants. If you don't know what the New Age is, it's the worship of self, very simply put. And in 2009, I had a radical encounter where my life changed. The trajectory was completely shifted in a whole nother area. I became a Christian. Interestingly enough, the majority of emails I get that are kind of nasty, it's about my faith. There are some people that just don't like their perception of what Christianity is. For honest reasons, I get some of that. There's a lot of hypocrisy out there. But I just want to read you something I wrote in 2010 after I became a Christ follower. And this was to my New Age followers. I broke the news to thousands of people. And I just found this in my files yesterday, and I just thought I'd read this to you. Because some of you may not know this. It may be beneficial and may be informative. I don't know, but here goes. This is from Monday, March 22nd, 2010. Subject, why is Christianity a bad word in these quote-unquote modern times? Dear friends and family, in my last email, I shared with you that I was going to begin to start writing a bit more on my take on life these days. Well, here you go. It seems as if my recent conversion to Christianity has rankled a few feathers. In fact, at a recent Impact men's group, I was asked about why I sign off my emails within Christ. When I shared about my recent submission to Christ, let's just say the energy in the room completely shifted. I even heard the word betrayed. On another occasion during a recent talk show, I was interrupted on the break and was asked in a contemptuous way, "You're not a Christian, are you?" So what's going on and why are some of us spiritual folk so turned off by Christianity or organized religion? And I went on to write, before you stop reading this or ask to be taken off my mailing list, hear me out. The reaction in the men's group did not surprise me at all. In this day and age, it seems that whatever exposure we have to Christians comes through the media in which they are portrayed as judgmental, hypocritical, intolerant, mean-spirited, right-wing whack jobs. There are scores of people who say that they are Christians, but as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once put it, many people falsely represent themselves as Christians. They are rich in their creeds and anemic in their deeds. In the case of organized religion, I understand that some of us have suffered and been hurt deeply by religious abuse. I, for one, have for years talked about my disdain for dogma, and I've often used analogies like, religion is the ladder and spirituality is the roof, so what happened to me? Here's the short of it. I began to realize around the end of 2009 that what I called spirituality was an excuse to justify and rationalize what was easy and workable for me. You know, playing it safe. Almost all of our spiritual work that I did was centered on myself, and what little time I had left over was dedicated to quote-unquote God. I also began to see that the personal and self-development movement that I guess I could have been loosely categorized with was part of the problem, in that, once again, it was mostly centered around self. In many years of public lecturing, I've often referenced many of our great teachers and prophets as a source of inspiration. Jesus Christ was on the top of that list. I wrote in 2010, I've now decided and committed to truly investigate who he was and is and what part he plays in my life. In my more than two decades of service and public talks, hundreds of you have shared with me how inspiring my message has been. I do appreciate your kind words, but in truth, my role in life has now turned to telling people that it's time to be first and foremost inspired by God's message. For me, that message is to be spread through his Son, Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Please know that I'm yours in Christ, Frank. Lot to it. Here we are 12, 13 years later. It's not easy being a follower of Christ. In fact, not for weak folk, that's for sure, especially in this day and age with culture and everything that's going on. 800-222-5222. The lines are open. Your calls can be wide and varied, topical or not. You're invited to call in. And when we continue, speaking of going back a number of years, I dug up a UN prediction from an environmental official. If global warming was not checked, this is from 1989. You don't want to miss that or any more of the program as we continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Phil Liberatore and IRS Problem Solvers are one of my sponsors, and I don't know if you have a tax person or if somehow around April 15th every year you kind of go through gyrations about, uh-oh. Phil is an incredible guy. He's been doing this for decades. We went to high school together. He's a lifelong friend, and they have full ranges of financial services at IRS Problem Solvers. Why not consider calling them? Maybe getting your income taxes done. Or at least they can go back for 3 years. I think they have ways of maybe even getting you some money over the last 3 years. But Phil is a dear friend and a sponsor of this broadcast. StopIRSPain.com is the website, or you can call them directly and set up an appointment. 877, the number 6-SOLVER. 877-6-SOLVER. In a short time, I'm going to read a senior UN environmental official and a report issued in 1989 about global warming. But let me go to the phones. John in La Jolla. John, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not sure if I had heard you before up in the L.A. area, but since moving down to San Diego, I don't listen to KABC much. But thank you for being a witness, by the way, what you were saying toward the end of that last segment and encouraging men to be that, men. That's what God has called us to be. and we have a lot of obstacles to that. But I digress. I wanted to, you were talking about considerations about buying electric vehicles.
Yes.
And I don't know if people really think, we're not being encouraged to think for ourselves as men or as individuals, but I did come up with a couple of reasons, and hopefully I can share some of them, about maybe, you know, personally, thinking about your situation and really should you be buying an electric vehicle?
Please do.
I just wanted to share a couple.
Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of them. I kind of put them in a rank order, but I'll go for it. Number one, I said, do you live in a high fire danger area? I actually live up in the mountains where I was, up in Julian, and it's a high fire danger. And last time I looked at the side of the battery, it said things like, do not incinerate, keep away from flame, store between, you know, a certain temperature level. So you want to think about that. And do you live in a FEMA designated flood zone?
Mm.
For the same reason, batteries, water, they don't do too well together.
Mm.
Here's one. How many power outages have you experienced during the last year in your area? Okay. And then a couple that are, coming up, really, I want to get to this one. I'm going to go on at an order. Here's a big one. Do others depend upon you for transportation to clinics where life-saving medical treatment is rendered routinely?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Can you safely support yourself or your dependents to a medical trauma center without a vehicle?
Mm. Well, these are all really good points. I want to give you another moment. I've got callers. Anything else you want to add? Maybe a closing thought, or if you have any other points. And I've got, maybe I'll just dovetail off of you and talk about this particular piece on the cost, environmentally speaking, and the human cost of just having electric vehicles on the planet. I think it's going to be shocking to some folks.
Well, yeah, one of these is, can you really afford to replace a vehicle or a battery weighing 900 pounds and costing who knows what every 5 to 7 years?
Yep.
But just to close out, Frank, I really appreciate that. I'm hoping your sponsors, especially for Liberatory, because of what Congress has done with this hiring of 86,000 agents, there's got to be nowhere to hide. So for those individuals, and I got behind years ago, I was going through some things, and you feel that, well, they haven't found me yet. They're going to find you. So you probably want to do that now. If people, your listeners, are sitting on the fence about that, 86,000, you probably want to take care of it now before it gets even worse. And then when they got you, they won't let go until they get every drop. You know how that goes.
John, I appreciate your call. By the way, I love where you live. I've been there many times. Julian is the home of, well, apples and apple pie and a lot of other things. Also, if you would consider being on my mailing list, just go to franksontag.com, and I hope and pray that maybe we have another opportunity for another conversation. John, thank you for your call tonight. God bless you. We've got some calls coming in. I have about 6 minutes to break. Let me take a few more calls, and then I'll kind of get back to this particular piece on the human and environmental cost of electric vehicles, just to provide information for you. Again, we get kind of the, it's kind of neat and you save gas. I mean, until recently, right? Gas starts going up. So it started back with the some of the hybrids, and now we got Elon and his crew pushing his cars everywhere. And for the sake of accuracy, I don't have an issue with electric vehicles. If you want to buy an EV, that's fine, even though there is a detrimental cost to it. But I'm not down with the idea of politicians mandating what I have to do and the way I choose my life. Not at all. I will not comply, for the record. Tammy is in Whittier. Tammy, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, and I want, before I start what I was going to say, I have used Phil Liberatory, and it is an excellent organization. They're over in the La Mirada area, and they do a good job. So
yep.
I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Number two, if you believe in God and you grew up in the 50s and 60s, it's just kind of hard to believe where we are now. And I just often ponder, like, where are we going? How did we get here? and what's going to end up happening. And I'd like to hear what you think, because it's everything that I knew and growing up in Whittier, everything is upside down and backwards, and it just blows my mind.
And before you go, I have a question for you. It's not even, it seems as if it's happened like just in the last few years. It's accelerated so rapidly, where just a handful of years ago, where we were then and where we're at now are just like a 180. Is that not your experience?
Well, I'm going to say something. My mother, who passed away in 2014, saw stuff behind the scenes, and she would tell people, but nobody wanted to listen to her. Mm. My dad and I, we listened, but you know, after a while, it's all you could take because it really wasn't happening to us. But everything that my mother saw and read and heard was coming down the pike has happened.
Mm.
It blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, I'm grateful for your call. We'll put you back on hold so you can listen, and I'll give you a brief comment or two. Now, this is something I can talk a lot about in tonight's broadcast and other broadcasts. It's interesting that you bring it up tonight. At our KMG event next Saturday, I speak at most of them, and I rarely write something down. I usually kind of share extemporaneously and just whatever is on my heart. I started writing some things last night, and it's about this very issue that I want to convey to the men next Saturday morning. So for me, I am a follower of Christ, and I see things through a spiritual lens. And people that are non-believers, this is going to go right over your head, and you can cast all your judgments on me that you'd like. But I think we are in the throes of a spiritual war. What does that mean? I believe in a spiritual realm that begins there and then manifests in the physical realm. Let me say it a bit differently. I believe in evil. As a New Age teacher for more than two decades, I espoused views that were, there's no such thing as evil. It's just the absence of good. Let's just all get together and sing Kumbaya and everything's fine. Yeah, that's a load of nonsense. Evil doesn't even hide itself anymore. It's everywhere. And this has really accelerated logarithmically over the last few years. Now, hear me, because I believe we're living under a spirit of deception. I'll say things and you may hear something different than what I'm trying to convey. In fact, I think the ability to speak clearly is a lost art. And let me just, you know, cross this T and dot this I. I talked to Frank Motek off the air and said, Frank, I'd love to have you on sometime just to interview you and talk about your years in radio. When you listen to Frank, it is about finances and money, but you can tell this guy is very gifted at what he does, not only communication, but he's intelligent. This is a lost, dying faculty that we need to resurrect. We've somehow decided to dumb down and let's just, you know, binge watch Netflix and I just want to bury my head. No, Evil is here. What do we do about it is a whole nother story. Where is it going to go? I think this is a scary time, but more than anything, a very exciting time to be alive. Maybe like never before in recent history. What a time to be alive, to see all of this. This immense change, this immense upheaval. I believe God made you with a plan and purpose, and maybe this is your season by which you will enact some of those gifts and make a difference. I talk about that on the program all the time. Live every day to its fullest. Don't play a victim. Be responsible. The impact that one person can make is immeasurable. And so one of the last things I'll say in the limited time, don't buy into the vibe that the media puts out there that we're all so separated and divided. I don't buy that for a moment. I think there's a small handful of elite, power-hungry, corrupt people that pretty much run the media and the political class. And there's a lot of us that may have differences of agreement, but we're not so divided as they may lead us on to. That's the way you maintain and access power and control, perpetuate fear. I think we've got some exciting times ahead. Not easy times, but exciting times. 800-222-5222. More of the Frank Sontag Show next on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. You know, it's funny. Some of these bumpers, I know all this music. I was a lot of my life was in rock and roll. I was at KLOS for 27 years. And we play just 3 seconds of bumper, and I'm like, okay, you know, that's so-and-so or that's so-and-so. High-profile people that have been very successful in the music industry and specifically the rock and roll industry. Now, a number of years ago, I met a man who became a good friend. And kind of in my new age days, I was a life coach, and him and I spent a lot of time together. His name is Craig Parker Adams. He has a recording studio, or did for years historically, in Hollywood, recording some of the greatest musicians we've ever had. And one day, somehow it came up, I kind of asked him if he played music himself. And he was very humble and said, yeah, I play a little guitar. Well, fast forward to now, he has a brand new album out. If you like rock and roll, it's an instrumental. The whole album is instrumental, but it's kind of like those of you that have, you know, an understanding of rock and roll, kind of Van Halen-ish. Him and Eddie were good friends. His album is called The Stolly Buell, and he cut the 60-second spot, inviting our KBC family to maybe pick up one of his CDs. Here it is.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA-cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Buell, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
So the website is IARERecords.com, or you can go to Craig Parker Adams. By the way, if you do come to the KMG event, I've got a bunch of Craig CDs I'm just going to hand out because he's such a great friend and really an accomplished musician. And it would be kind of a blessing and my way of saying thank you for just participating in this thing called life. All right. I have... my stories are backing up here. I guess I'll promote top of the hour. Gas-powered cars are being banned, yet electric vehicles have a huge human and environmental cost. We'll start that one. But let me take some calls. We have some lines open, a couple lines, 800-222-KABC. Brent is in Los Angeles. Brent, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Yes, God bless you, Frank. We have so much in common with agreement, but I was a little surprised when you said you didn't know why Christians and Jews are so hated and detested today. You're absolutely right. There is a spiritual war, and we are dealing with spiritual warfare. I think we have to deal with Sun Tzu and use those principles to what's happening with us. But we are facing satanic, progressive, pagan Marxists every day. And it's just so much in our face. I mean, I was just thinking of some of Biden's guys, like the Admiral Rachel Levine of Health and Human Services, and the Satanic Monkeypox Administrator. I don't know if you've seen him with all the pentagrams.
Oh, yeah.
And things, and the Department of Energy that has a gay cross-dressing bald freak in charge of dealing with uranium disposal, and so we need to be hated, just like from all the way going back to the Garden of Eden. Anybody who is representing God or standing for God is being constantly attacked by the devil and Satan, and that has just been so manifested today.
I often say publicly and privately, we are witnessing the mocking of God's creation. We see more and more this promotion of an anti-God sentiment. I mean, even, Brent, if you and I were out having a cup of coffee and just talking, and maybe some people overheard us, if we brought up God there invariably, inevitably would be somebody that would be a little upset. You know, how, don't be talking about God here. Because the truth is, we live now where the worship of self, where we are almost our own gods in our own minds.
Mm-hmm. And but it's a new manifestation, and I think we need not be surprised. If we study our history and we study our Bible, you know, it's the same. The Egyptians were mocking, and the Babylonians, and the Romans, and then the Germans, and the Communists, and the Marxists, and so this is an ongoing theme. And when we lose our godliness, that's when the devil starts taking over.
Yeah.
But the moment we can see him, then we can fight him very easily.
Yeah. Amen. Brent, thank you. It's an honor to talk to you. I hope we speak again. Let's talk to Ryan in Orange County. Ryan, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey, Frank. Yeah, I wanted to talk about what Darth Vader was talking about in his speech the other night. He kept, and they keep pushing this, like, white
for those nationalists. For those that missed it, when you said Darth Vader, you're talking about Biden with the red background, I suspect.
Yeah, okay. Yeah Darth Brandon, yeah. He's pushing it and keeps pushing it down our throats, trying to, like, anyone on the right, but I'm white, I'm a Christian, and I love America, you know what I mean? And that scares me. I was talking to my mom about it today, and I'm like, hey, Mom, check it out. She's like, oh, you have nothing to worry about. These people have been talking like this since, you know, back when I was a kid. And I said, yeah, but now they're all elderly, and they want to push this crap on us. You know they don't have much time left, and they want to have this utopia. You know, it's scary times, you know, but my mom, they always have the right words to say. And she's like, that's when we need to hold on to God, you know, and listen for his word and, you know, what to do. And so, like, today I got the word that, like, the God says, you know, love your neighbor. And, like, people aren't talking to their neighbors no more, you know, because they're left or right. And realistically, if we're Christians, we got to cross over the bridge to reach out to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me pick up on that. Ryan, thank you. Uh-huh. It's a point well taken. Like, we hear the media again that we're so divided as a nation. Never been more divided before. I think that's a lot of nonsense. I don't believe that. Do we have disagreement? Sure. But I think the media exacerbates it with a position of propaganda by which they want to drive people apart from each other. And so, I mean, that's the nature of mind control. Joseph Goebbels and the Nazi Party knew, they practiced, if you say something enough over and over again, even if it's a lie, people will embrace it as truth. We're not as divided as is being led to. We need each other. I mean, I agree with you. This idea of loving your neighbor or just communicating with one another. Look at what COVID did. From February of 2020, at the onset of COVID, how we all got pretty freaked out, understandably so at first. But then it got to a point where those in positions of power, banning, getting together, closing churches, and yet leaving, abortion clinics open or cannabis centers. I mean, this was obviously a push to see how much the elite in control can get away with, where the masses would just go, okay, whatever you say. And I think love is the most powerful force on the planet. I'm not an idealist. I'm not some guy that is some sentimentalist. I'm talking about true, in my case, Christ-like love. Jesus loved everybody. Everybody didn't love Christ so much. And yet he talked about sin no more. He flipped over the money changers. He called the religious elite vipers and hypocrites. You know, there was this soft Jesus that's peddled amongst the masses. Jesus was a bad dude, man. He probably worked with stone. He was probably yoked. If you've ever been to Israel, people think, yeah, he's a carpenter and, you know, he made a nice table. He probably was a stonemason. So what's my point? The point is to find yourself in all of this. Early on with COVID, you found out who you were, right? With all of the fear promulgated and stay home and people losing their livelihoods. It was awful. But then somewhere a number of months in, people started to find their bearings. Like, no, there's something more going on here. Instead of, Ryan talked about, he alluded to Biden as kind of Darth Vader. I mean, do you all forget how he chastised and scapegoated those that chose not to take the shot? It was last year, right? It's going to be a cold, hard winter, and this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and just awful stuff. Like, you take the shot, or else you're the problem. And then people lined up on different sides of the aisle and bought into it. But then as time went on, truth always comes to pass. I think people are waking up going, no, uh-uh. Something more to this going on. Find yourself. Find who you are. Stand for something. We as Christians, we talk about act like men. Be strong in the Lord. And what an exciting time to be alive. I don't want to be redundant or repetitive here. And it's easy to point and look at some of the clown show that's going on right now. You know, you unmask evil, they're clowns. They're impotent. But if you give them your power, they own you. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about it in the next hour. Take more calls as well, 800-222-5222. What's on your mind? You can email me directly at Frank Sontag. No, Frank at KMGMinistries.com. Blessed to have you out there. Hour number two is upon us. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC.